I'm Chris Rebelo with an update on CalRIO, the California Regional Health Information Organization. This is a special report for the California Healthcare Foundation. Started in January of this year, CalRIO is making real progress. With key stakeholders at the table, five concrete projects underway, and $5 million in the bank. The organization, currently incubated at San Francisco's Health Tech, will become its own not-for-profit in January of next year. Here's the landscape. 26 of California's 58 counties already have information exchange initiatives underway. Molly Coy, CEO of Health Tech, says CalRIO will stand on its own sooner than expected, in large part because those involved in existing projects have already thrashed out governance issues. But the large number of active projects also poses the greatest challenge for CalRIO. Defining the infrastructure necessary for statewide health data exchange is one of CalRIO's major projects.
The most difficult part is really answering the questions about technology. The technology is there. Santa Cruz has been up and going for some time. Santa Barbara is about to come up. And a number of large hospital-based delivery systems are essentially small RIOs in themselves. So it's not that the technology isn't there or that the technology is terribly difficult, but because each hospital system, each community, has a different take on this, a different type that they're using. Connecting it all up, making the decisions about who's going to compromise on what in order to make this all work together, that's going to be the toughest part. But I have to say, all of the important groups are coming to the table with goodwill at this point, and that's been the most exciting part of this because it makes it seem possible that we'll have real progress.
CalRIO is connecting emergency departments across the state as its first proof-of-concept project to test technology and increase buy-in. Coy says most major hospital systems have signed on. She expects the first big group of participants to be sharing data within a year. CalRIO's emergency department project was conceived well ahead of recent hurricane-related hospital closures and the accompanying loss of medical records. Coy says Hurricane Katrina is giving urgency to state and national efforts aimed at connectivity.
It isn't going to do you any good if your electronic medical record is stuck in a hospital that gets flooded. You need to have it be portable in the sense of have it be backed up electronically in another state or another couple of states. So it definitely is providing a major push. Thinking through how rapidly we can bring up some of this is preoccupying everybody. There's a lot of hard work going on right now to figure out, well, how can we translate this into real gains for patients in the next 90 days, the next year?
Do you have any plans for that? I mean, is there anything that you think is going to be possible in the shorter term?
The first thing that I think is possible, even at a community level or for a consumer themselves, is to establish a personal health record. Most of the personal health records are online, and in the very beginning, they consist just of what the patient puts into the record. But more and more medical groups and health plans in California are starting to develop relationships with these personal health record companies so that if I go online and fill in my health history as much as I know of it, they will actually funnel their data in too.
Giving consumers greater access to personal health records is also among CalRIO's top five projects. Others include supporting enhanced safety and medication management and improving the administrative efficiency of health plans so consumers no longer have to fill out duplicative forms each time they go in for care. Coy says CalRIO hopes to have 80 to 90% of California's consumers, doctors, hospitals, health plans, laboratories, and long-term care facilities connected within a decade. She says timing is a tough question, one that those involved with CalRIO ask all the time. It's an incremental initiative. Coy has this take on the rollout.
Well, I think that the emergency room will be the first, and I think almost at the same time we'll see a tremendous increase in uptake of personal health records. I think that we'll see some of the communities and some of the big hospital-based delivery systems that have a lot of health data now that would be very valuable will be starting to connect. So within 3 or 4 years, about 40% of patients' records in the state will start to really get connected. So we'll see a fair amount of progress. We'll see real progress on some of the medication issues. But to get to the point where you can confidently assume when you go into your doctor's office or an emergency room that all the data will be there. That's going to take a while.
Cal Rio has decided that their financial survival shouldn't be linked solely to charitable donations, in this case, monies they've received from major stakeholders. Following in the footsteps of Rio started in other states, Coy and her colleagues are hoping the parties benefiting from the data sharing will pony up some cash based on expected cost savings and improvements in quality of care. This has been a special report for the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.